Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, thank you so much for stopping in.
Hey, thank you.
You are absolutely welcome, and can you believe it's the last Friday of 2024?
I cannot believe it. This year has gone by really fast, but I'm ready for it to be over and on to the next one, and good luck for 2025.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Hopefully it'll be a nice one. But before we get to the end of the year, we got some deadlines to get to that are very important. So we've been talking about this for a while, but the Perry Chamber Foundation is accepting applications for the Perry Small Business Grant. And so one more time, because the deadline is less than a week away, why don't you kind of re-emphasize what's going on?
That's right. So we have some grant funds available for small businesses here in Perry, which is pretty uncommon. So there's lots of grants out there for nonprofits, very few opportunities for businesses to advance their business through grants. And so we're really excited to have this opportunity for Perry businesses. The grants are in the amount of $2,500 to $7,500 with a 10% match. And it's really wide open as far as what the funds can be used for, ultimately working capital for expanding or growing or impacting your business in some way for the new year. And so that can be purchased for equipment and advertising and whatever makes sense for your business. And so deadline is Tuesday at 5 p.m. So contact the chamber. There's an online form. There's a paper form. You can email it. You can drop it off. You know, whatever you need to do, give me a call if you've got questions. But ultimately, we're wanting to support local small businesses, less than 30 full-time equivalent employees. And again, using the funds however they see fit.
Awesome. Okay. So yeah, keep that in mind. Tuesday, 5 p.m. is the deadline. So thank you for one more time reiterating that. And then, of course, kind of the next big thing in line is BRRRR. And, you know, we're about to hit January and it's coming up in early February. So really, when you think about it, it's not that far off.
It is not that far away. We are like a month away from BRRRR, basically, because it is on the first Saturday of February, which is February 1st this coming year. So it'll come up really quickly. So we always have an early bird deadline. So encouraging registration in advance. Always, we will encourage people to come day of, you know, if they're waiting on the weather, but it's nice to encourage people and have an extra incentive for early registration. So December 31st at midnight, we switch from early bird deadline for registration with a little discount to just pre-registration. So if you want to save five whole dollars, that would be your incentive to register early. We will be mailing out packets again, so it's a nice way to have all of the information in advance. It's also nice to get your shirt that much earlier and not have to deal with kind of the chaos of day of where so many people are there. So you can start wearing your shirt earlier. You can have the information. And it's just a nice way to, you know, save a few extra bucks and support the chamber, what we do throughout the year. It's our biggest fundraiser. And, you know, regardless of the weather, if you decide not to ride that day, you still have your packet. So we mail out hundreds of packets all across the state, all across the nation, actually. So it's always fun to see where those riders are coming from this really fun event. So 48th annual bike ride to Rippey coming up February 1st. And the early bird registration is December 31st at midnight.
Awesome. And then sticking with that real fast, is there like a cap of how many participants can go or no?
Nope. So we order a number of shirts. And if we go beyond that, then we just reorder some shirts. So last year we had a really, really good turnout, far more than what we would have expected from a normal year. So we had just outpouring of support from all over. So our pre-registration was already up and then our day of broke records. And so that was an instance where, you know, it was great weather. People wanted to come out to support our community and we continued to have registration. We just had to mail some shirts after the fact.
Awesome. Okay. Well, that is great. Yeah, that's coming quickly. Again, we're speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And now, Lindsay, we'll go to ribbon cutting is also happening before we hit 2025 for a new business here in Perry. So when and where is that happening?
Yeah, so we'll have one last ribbon cutting for the year. We have a new business opening on December 31st. So we're really excited to kind of wrap things up for the chamber and ribbon cuttings and celebrating business openings. We have had a number of businesses close this year, so it is nice to have that, you know, one last celebration. So TCG Planet is a new business right on 2nd Street. and it is a collectible store, so games and collectibles, and they will be open noon to midnight on Tuesday. And so we're going to kick things off with the ribbon cutting right at noon, and then they've got grand opening specials. And so just encourage people to check it out, show their, you know, support and welcome to the Perry community as a new business and chamber member, and we'll make things official with the ribbon cutting.
Have you been inside the store? What are some, I guess, cool things that maybe you can tell us about a little bit?
Yep. I've only peeked in because they're busy getting everything ready to go, but they've been posting online and sharing lots of the trading cards. And I can't say that I'm going to be a frequent flyer there. It's a little out of my realm, but I know my brother really enjoyed things like that growing up. And so I know I've heard from other folks, especially kids, but anyone that has some of the collections and the games and the Marvel comics and, you know, those kinds of fun things. So it'll be a fun business to have another different kind of thing. They joined us at RVTV this summer as a vendor. And so I know people really enjoyed their booth then.
Awesome. Okay. Well, looking forward to that again. That is coming up Tuesday. So Christmas Eve and
New Year's Eve.
Thank you. Yeah. What realm am I? Thank you. Yep. That's the date. Okay. Well, you know, now with that, yeah, as we're about to hit 2025, there is a lot of New Year stuff kind of happening here, as well as a lot of other things going on in the community.
Yeah, there's always something going on, but especially with these holidays. So if you're looking for a great night out, got some options. So the Hotel Pat T is having a special menu that night. So they are taking reservations now for that. And then over at the Elks Lodge, there will be some live music with tickets in advance there as well. So plenty to do around town, and there's just two options.
Awesome. Okay. Well, yeah, make sure to obviously subscribe to the Perry Chat. That gives you a kind of good rundown of everything going on. And so, Lindsay, always appreciate the time. And, you know, now I can officially say next time I'll see you in 2025.
I'll see you next year.
All right. Again, that is the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Basuti, joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.